countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, it doesn't really matter what time of the year you come to Kilkee, spring, summer, autumn or winter. I just love the Kilkee Cliff Walk. It's a moderate walk, about 8 kilometres, starting at the Diamond Rocks Cafe, or the natural swimming pool area known as the Pollock Holes. And as you continue up the cliff, you can see this wonderful amphitheatre that has been carved out by thousands of years of Atlantic waves crashing against the land here on the west coast of Clare. Every time I come here, it's never quiet. Sometimes you can do it quickly, within the hour, a walk, or indeed, you could have one long glorious day. Let's see what happens on this particular day. Yes. Hello, how are you?
It is, Marty.
Hello, how are you?
Just in case you thought you were seeing things.
Of course, who was the first person I met? But a great friend of mine, Noel Roach, former Clare footballer and indeed played international rules for our country in Ireland. Noel, good morning and a happy new year, Noel.
Many happy returns, Marty, and welcome to Kilkee.
You know Kilkee, this is your home place, born and bred. What was it like growing up in Kilkee?
It's a small bit different than what it is at the moment, Marty. Back in my younger days, in the 70s especially, probably the biggest change that I have seen here in Kilkee over the last 40 years or so, where the population of Kilkee has drastically reduced, I'd say from somewhere in the region of 1,400 down to about 700 or 800 at the moment. And that is reflected in the football field as well. We don't have the numbers coming through, and I suppose it is the same all over the west coast of Ireland, where rural areas are being decimated with the population moving out and moving to the cities and moving to places where there is a lot more work.
This is all because of employment prospects. There's little or nothing here for to keep people here unless you're involved in a business.
From June to August there would be a good bit of employment in the restaurant, bar business, hotel business and that. But for the winter, Marty, we don't have any serious employment here. I have 4 kids myself and none of the 4 kids are living within the town.
I love coming down here this time of the year, Christmas, New Year. I think it is a very special place.
Yeah, well, Marty, it's a very, very nice place to come to. You know, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, to do the cliff walk, you'll always end up in a better place. There's no doubt about that.
Noel Roach, always a pleasure. I'm going to keep walking. Okay. And a happy new year. And my love to all the Roaches in Kilkee.
Thanks very much, Marty. Thank you.
Well, as you can hear, it's very stormy here today. The Atlantic waves are crashing in around the cliffs, but it's truly breathtaking. I see another man now coming towards me that I know rather well, Killian Murphy.
This isn't a storm at all, you know. This is just, we call it a Ted Breezy. I mean, we're not too far away from Kilbeha, where a man called Jim Connolly lives. Mm. Jim Connolly set up a thing there 25 or 30 years ago called Rural Resettlement Ireland. Mm. That's no longer in business. Which is a shame, because actually the time is right now for it to come to the fore. I think there's an opportunity now for the likes of the Western Development Commission, the local authorities along the Western Seaboard, to pull together and say, okay lads, let's reboot rural resettlement, but have a different cap on it. How do we use the opportunity that remote work can deliver to reinvigorate our communities? I think there's a couple of hundred people extra living in Kilkee full-time here at the minute. And the sense of vibrancy that even that bit of a bump has given the town has been huge, you know. And there's almost a different sense of a social life has evolved around that. People are working, they come out for a coffee at 11 or 12 o'clock, they have an hour and a chat, outside, socially distanced, then they're back to work. I do it myself.
Killian, I think your ideas and your thoughts might revitalise this whole area. Meanwhile, I'm frozen solid, so I'm going to keep walking, Killian. Yeah, thanks, Killian. Happy New Year. When you look out over the Atlantic, you can't really see the horizon. You can see George's head here, and the beautiful white foam of the Atlantic Ocean is crashing against the rocks and the Pollock holes as I come back down towards the car park. And I see a lady I know. Yes, it is Eileen. This is Eileen Mulcahy, and a local businesswoman. And what business are you in again?
Hi, Marty. I own Kilkee Thalasso Therapy Centre. So everything we do is seaweed based.
And obviously I know the benefits of the local seaweed. So it really is a local industry.
Yes, we actually harvest just down here at the Pollock Holes at low tide.
And I see a good looking, very handsome man coming towards me with a good Italian look actually. It's Manuel De Lucia. And Manuel, how are you? And Happy New Year on this cold and very windy day in Kilkee.
Ah, Marty, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's cold and windy, but it's to be expected at this time of the year.
Talk to me about yourself, because obviously it's not a Kilkee name. It's not a Clare name.
It is a Kilkee name. I'm here since 1941, Marty.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. I was born in Belfast. And I came to Kilkee in spring of 1941 with my father and my mother.
Wow.
And the rest of my siblings were born in either Kilrush or Limerick or Kilkee.
And when you arrived, what did your dad and mom do?
My mother's uncle had a cafe on O'Curry Street called the Savoy Cafe. We took over that cafe from my mother's uncle, a guy called Marcella.
Oh,
and
we
stayed there till about 1947. And then in 1948, we moved across the road to where the original family house is now since 1947.
Are you optimistic about 2021, about Kilkee in particular?
Oh God, yes, I am very optimistic. Because of the COVID, you see, as you know yourself, a lot of people couldn't travel abroad last year. So we had an awful lot of those people who came to Kilkee and really enjoyed it. Mm. I mean, you're looking at a place that we passed a place there on the way up to the cliffs. It's called the Diamond Rocks Cafe. Mm. This place was buzzing all summer. It was an absolute mecca for people. Mm. And sitting outside on the nice days, having coffee and cakes and lunch and all this, overlooking this spectacular view of the bay. Mm. I mean, you wouldn't get it anywhere else.
Manuel De Lucia, I love meeting you. Ciao.
Ciao. And as we say, Marty, in West Clare, good on you, bye.
Hello, Mrs. Mud.
And that was Manuel De Lucia finishing my report from Kilkee. Manuel is involved in a project to memorialise people who have been lost off the coast of Ireland. If you've lost someone in these circumstances and would like to be involved, contact us here at countrywide@rt.ie and we will put you in touch with Manuel.